Las ruedas américas.
Yes, I may speak to Adam, please.
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah, sure, just a sec.
I'm sorry, may I speak to Adam, please?
Sure, one moment, let me check if Adam is available or not.
Thank you.
Let me connect to Adam.
Hello. My name is Adam and I'm a provider service.
Hi, may I speak to Adam, please?
It is me. I am Adam. So.
Hi.
Okay.
My name is Ida. I'm calling from TMHP, Tier 2 Escalations, just returning your call. Do you have a minute to go over two points?
Let me check about that. Let me find something. Just a moment. Just a moment. Can you provide me with the patient's name?
On the first one, it is Mitzi Hogan.
Mitzi,
I have an account number for that one.
Mitzi Hogan.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a moment. Let me check that. Do you have an account number for that?
Yes, it's S like Frank, S like Smile, 126-121341.
Okay. Just a moment. Can you... can you just tell me that did I call you or are you calling back for it? Or you are...
you called us and requested the escalation.
Okay, yes, I get it.
Okay. I am required to give you the ticket number.
Okay, just a moment. My system is little slow, so just bear with me. I got the details. Just a moment.
No problem.
So, what's the, just a moment, you are giving me the check number, I guess?
I'm going to give you the ticket number. The first
okay.
One is 520-100. Yeah, it's, so it's 520-100-4300.
Yes.
And then the other ticket, there's two of them. It's 520-100-4301.
Okay.
Okay.
I spoke with Alexandria L., right, at Medicaid. related to the CLIA effect date and you send it again to the review. Okay,
yes,
I got you.
The CLIA was received before the, actually the claim was received before the CLIA was updated. The CLIA was updated on August 8th and the claim was received in December. So all you would have to do is appeal both claims that were escalated. The only thing is CPT code 80061 and 83001 require a QW modifier. Okay. So other than that, you would appeal. Just make sure
okay.
You add W modifiers to these codes. Okay.
I heard you. So just to be sure, the claim was submitted on December, right? And the CLIA was updated on August 8, 2025. So we need to appeal the claim. And the CPT code 80061 83001 required QW modifier, right?
Correct. You got it.
So are you Alexandria?
No, I'm Ina.
Okay. Okay. Can you spell it for me, please?
Okay. Ida.
Okay. And your last name, first initial?
G as in girl.
Okay. And the reference number?
Well, it's the ticket number.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I have another claim for you, and that one is with ticket number ending in 3001. Let me provide you the account number. And that is F like Frank, S like Smile, 126. Then it has dash 140. 128.
128, yes.
For Leslie Ray Gomez.
Yep.
That one, all you have to do is just appeal it, just to have it reprocessed.
Okay, we need to appeal it for the reprocession, right?
Correct, yeah, because the CLIA was updated.
It's the same reason, right?
Same reason. Mm-hmm.
Just without the CPT codes.
Nothing requires QW modifier on this claim. That was
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Okay. So, Ida, I need to. Can you provide me the fax number where we appeal or the mail address, email address?
The mail address, because we don't have faxes for claims.
Okay.
The mailing address, it is P.O. Box 200-645, Austin, Texas. 78720-0645.
And what's the payer ID?
Uh, 86916.
Okay. So we can only mail the appeal, right? We can't fax it.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much for this information. Can you just provide me with the reference number or the ticket number?
Did you need the ticket number again?
Yes. Our call, the current one. So, should I just use your name?
So use
okay.
Those two ticket numbers.
Okay. Thank you so much for this information.
You're very welcome. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
You too. Have a great day.
Know.